Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffa.
Yeah, it's that time again. Time for the Entertainment Report, the best entertainment report anywhere on talk audio anywhere. That's It's always fun to say hello to Christina Staffa.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so I have some interesting news stories for us this week, Ed. We're going to start off with this issue that happened on Fox in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, apparently they were doing their entertainment segment. There's a guy and a girl anchor, and they had their entertainment correspondent who started talking about the Kardashians and how Kylie Kardashian bought a bunny and named it Bruce. And then the guy anchor storms off set.
He stormed off set, and it sounded a little like this.
You are on your own, Amy. I can't do it. I've had enough Kardashians. I can't take any more Kardashian stories on this show. I don't care. This family. I'm sick of this family.
But do you think
I can't take it anymore?
I mean, give me a break. Was this staged? I don't know. But the female anchor looked horrified.
Yes.
Like she didn't know what to do.
Yes.
But on one side of it, I say, no kidding. This guy just did what everyone else on this earth is thinking and what probably every news anchor is thinking every time they have to report on a story about a Kardashian. It's not news. Why are we still talking about
it? Right.
However, did he have to go off on a rant like that?
I don't think so. It made national news. And I think in any situation, if an anchor were to revolt like that on the air and walk off, and we've talked about this before as well, they left his mic up.
Yeah.
Well, you could hear him as he was standing off on the side, yelling and screaming, and the director made no attempt to cut his microphone.
So how offended was the station, really?
I don't think they were very offended, because now look at what's going on right now.
Yeah.
This is a national radio show that's talking about Good Day Orlando.
Orlando.
Thank you.
I mean, no offense to the Orlando market.
And the Orlandinians.
But it's a small market.
Right.
And you're getting talked about in market number one.
That's exactly right. You're all over the country now.
And this guy, all of a sudden, everyone knows who he is. So.
And he might think, you know what? Oh, they're going to want to have me on. CNN will want to put me on because I was the one that finally took a stand against the Kardashians.
I don't know.
Well. Are you sick of the Kardashians?
I am. You know what I'm sick about? The Kardashians don't offend me so much, whatever. They're doing what they have to do to make money and whatever.
Yes.
What makes me mad is that something like one of them buying a bunny makes headlines.
That it's gotten to that point when they do anything,
and it's making a headline. That's what has me like, all right, enough already.
The bunny was not in a seatbelt in the car, and that has me quite concerned.
You know, animal safety first.
That's right.
Okay.
That's me.
All right, let's move on to something that's very near and dear to my heart, the New York Jets.
Uh-oh.
Geno Smith got punched in the face, broken jaw, out for 6 to 10 weeks.
Aww.
Do I say blessing in disguise quietly? Did I say that on air just now?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, let me talk to you about this story a little bit.
Okay.
So apparently, IK and M. Kapali, who was some
third
string.
Kudos for saying that correctly.
Am I right in saying?
I have no idea.
Whatever.
His teammate,
a linebacker, got Geno to agree to go to a camp.
Right.
If he bought him the $600 plane ticket and hotel. Geno agreed to be there for the $600 fee, whatever. So I guess the story is, and sources say, that Geno Smith's brother got into a motorcycle accident like the day before, the night before, and Geno Smith then went to tend to his brother.
And he couldn't make the event.
That happened in Miami. I guess his brother broke his ribs, his arms, whatever. But no one told the person who was picking Geno up at the airport that he wasn't showing up. So 2 hours at the airport, no Geno Smith. Finally, they get him on the phone. Oh, hey, sorry, I'm not showing up. Apparently, M. Kapali had him on, the flyer saying, hey, Geno Smith's going to be
in the
camp,
blah, blah, blah. Right.
So I don't think anyone's an innocent party here.
No.
Because now M. Kapali looks dumb because Geno Smith is not there. Geno Smith is a jerk that didn't call anybody to be like, hey, bro, listen, like this happened. I'm sorry, I can't make it. So they're in the locker room a couple weeks later because Geno Smith decides, I'm going to pay you the $600 back. Doesn't pay the $600 back. They're getting into a little bit of a heated argument. I guess Geno Smith points a finger and then he gets punched in the face. Broken jaw.
Broken jaw. Out 6 to 10 weeks.
Oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Maybe he is the answer to my prayers.
Yeah, Buffalo Bill fans and Houston Texan fans say he wasn't the answer here. Anywho, and then the offending teammate was summarily dismissed from the team and released.
That's right. But you know what?
What?
After digging a little bit,
apparently
he had an incident in college, and M. Kapali had an incident in college where he punched an undercover cop or some officer or something in a bar and was banned from college football or something.
That's
and he got knocked down to the sixth round of the draft. So,
welcome to the the NFL.
He's probably going to lose a lot of weight and muscle mass and strength and things like that. So even when he comes back, who knows if he's going to have that spot?
He wasn't that good to begin with.
I hope he doesn't.
She's an excited Jet fan.
All right,
one quick story. What do we got?
One quick story, and this is a quick one. Yeah. Leo DiCaprio sued a French gossip magazine called Oops.
Oops.
They had a cover on one of their magazines claiming that he got Rihanna pregnant and then didn't want the baby. So he sued this magazine and won. Guess how much money he won?
$17 million.
$9,000.
$9,000.
Like, I feel like...
That's lunch money for Leo.
He wipes his rear end with $9,000.
There's a visual out there, folks. You know?
I don't know.
Wow.
All right. With this week's entertainment update, I hope no one sues us.
No.
Listen, I am reading factual,
I'll take $9,000.
Factual information, people.
See that? It's all checked and we're all lawyered up, so don't even try it. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
Yeah, I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Wally Bloom always wanted to own his own business, but he never thought the conditions were right.
So he worked in the corporate world. He climbed his way up in a large grocery chain until cutbacks cost him his job.
He found work as a sales rep for an ice cream company. All was great until they got bought out by a large conglomerate. When his new boss suggested selling tomato ice cream, Wally said enough.
So at the age of 52, he finally started his first business. His Moose Tracks ice cream became a hit. Now it's sold in stores across North America.
What's the secret to his sweet success?
He knew the business. What industry do you know?
Profit from that knowledge for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. We can't be owners of pets, as no person has the right to own another living creature. You are a pet guardian. Will this political correctness change the way Harley-Davidson names one of its motorcycles? Are dairy farmers guardians of cows? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Descriptive words, part of the nation's vocabulary for generations, are in the ears of current political correctness no longer acceptable. Pet owners are now called pet guardians. In place of fat, we're supposed to say ample. If the naughtiness continues, certain Harley-Davidson motorcycle models will become ample boys instead of fat boys. Is political correctness way out of control?
Hell yeah.
American Biker Minute.